or devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Almighty has blessed his last Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with many virtues that no other creation has been given. Soothe yourselves through listening three such special virtues of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Number one, mention of attributes in the heavenly scriptures. In the previous heavenly books, the attributes of the leader of both worlds sallallahu alaihi wasallam have been described. The commentator of Bukhari, Mufti Shariful Haq Amjadi rahmatullahi alayhi, says, the Torah, the Injil and other such previous heavenly scriptures contain such clear and detailed descriptions of the attributes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that in light of them, the people of the book without a doubt recognize the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with certainty. Allah Almighty proclaims, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يعرفونه كما يعرفون أبناءهم. Translation: those to whom we gave the book, they recognize that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam just like a person recognizes his own sons. Number two, participation of angels in battles. The angels joined the army of the leader of both worlds sallallahu alaihi wasallam, participating in various battles. For example, in the battle of Badr, 1,000 angels initially descended. Allah Almighty says, I am about to give you assistance with 1,000 angels, one following the other. After that, 2,000 further angels descended. So the total number of angels become 3,000. As mentioned in the Holy Quran, your Lord may support you by sending down 3,000 angels. After that, another 2,000 angels descended and the total number of angels became 5,000. Allah Almighty says, your Lord will send down 5,000 distinctively marked angels to help you. Number three, leading the prophets and the angels in prayer. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam led the prophets alayhimu salam and the angels in prayer. According to one narration, on the night of ascension, I mean Shab-e-Mi'raj, in Baitul Muqaddas, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam gave the azan and then the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led the prophets alayhi wa sallam and angels. Tu peshwa hai sab ka, sab muqtadi hai tere, aqsa mein kaise banta, koi imam tera. You are the leader of everyone and everyone is your follower. So how could anyone be your imam in aqsa? Sallu alayhi al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.